Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Sensemaker. Hi, I'm Claudia, and this is Sensemaker from tortoisemedia.com. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, a scapegoat and a chaotic reshuffle which ended in disaster. I'm going to tell you a story about today's Labour Party, but I want to start with the way things were a few years ago.
All right, John Prescott, the big problem with the
government... The big problem is him.
Hang on a second. The big problem is it sounds plausible.
Well, it may be plausible.
All talk, no listening.
But why should they?
Listen, I've just been listening to you. Don't give me all that rubbish.
But you asked her why they should. Why should they? Is it because of...
Yeah, but can I come back on some of the things John Prescott said?
Is it interesting?
Don't give him another go unless I'm coming. No, we can't take more.
Now, you may remember John Prescott. When Tony Blair was Prime Minister, John Prescott was his deputy. And in some ways, he was probably everything Tony Blair wouldn't have wanted his deputy to be. He was a bit of a loose cannon. He had a habit of mangling his words. He punched a man who threw an egg at him and stuck his fingers up at journalists. But, and it's a big but, he was everything that Tony Blair wasn't. He was proudly working class. He'd been a steward in the Merchant Navy. The trade unions liked him. Tony Blair knew that even though he and John Prescott were an odd couple, they were a good couple for the Labour Party. They made it look balanced. And that's where we come back to this week. Keir Starmer sacked his deputy, Angela Rayner, from her job running Labour's election campaigns. To people in the Labour Party, Angela Rayner means a lot of the same things that John Prescott used to mean. Why on earth did Keir Starmer think it was a good idea to give her the boot?
Bitterly disappointed in the results. And, you know, I take full responsibility for the results. And I will take full responsibility for fixing things.
Even before the Labour Party's defeat in Hartlepool was announced, their leader, Sir Keir Starmer, was adamant he'd take full responsibility if his party did badly. But when the votes were counted, the first thing Keir Starmer did was sack his deputy, Angela Rayner.
We have learned that Keir Starmer sacked Angela Rayner from her roles as both the Labour Party chair and as the party's national campaign coordinator.
The move was described as both foolish and self-destructive, a move that was only going to inflame party tensions.
I said earlier, I think it's baffling why he sacked Angela Rayner. She didn't take any of the big decisions around Hartlepool, and we've not heard anywhere in the country people saying they didn't vote Labour because of Angela Rayner.
Down at Labour HQ on Saturday afternoon, Angela Rayner had been taken aside by Keir Starmer and told she was being moved. A reshuffle was on the cards. And although that initial meeting between deputy and leader was short, the fallout meant the reshuffle itself took 37 hours to complete. It was the longest shadow cabinet reshuffle in recent memory. And by 9:30pm on Sunday evening, when Labour was still unable to confirm just what exactly was going on, it was clear that Angela Rayner wasn't going quietly. So the question is, why was sacking Angela Rayner such a disastrous move?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Angela Rayner had a meteoric rise to the top of the Labour Party. She left school at 16, pregnant and with no qualifications. She went on to be a care worker and then a shop steward, discovering trade unions along the way. And when she turned to politics, Angela Rayner managed to bag a seat in Jeremy Corbyn's shadow cabinet just 1 year after becoming an MP.
Some Tories look down their noses at me because, as you can hear, I wasn't born with a plum in my mouth. I get snobbery too from pundits.
And so 4 years on from her first shadow cabinet position, Angela Rayner was successfully elected deputy leader of the Labour Party. And that is the key bit of information Keir Starmer seemed to overlook when he tried to sack her at the weekend. Angela Rayner had been elected by Labour Party members. She has her own power base. She couldn't just be sacked.
Labour sources say she will now be offered a, quote, frontline shadow cabinet role in a somewhat rushed reshuffle. But many are outraged, claiming she's paying the price for losses he said.
That was the initial party line as news hit that Angela Rayner was losing her role as chairwoman and national campaign coordinator, a frontbench role covering social care, something she saw as a significant demotion. Cue a very long row. By the time the Sunday morning politics shows came around, the question on everyone's lips was not about the by-election results. It was this.
Do you know whether Angela Rayner has been sacked from any of her positions or not?
You could say Keir Starmer's choice of timing to sack Angela Rayner was poor.
Keir Starmer's decision to sack his deputy Angela Rayner from her job as party chair and election coordinator has overshadowed today's gains for Labour and infuriated many on the left.
The row dominated a weekend when far more promising results for Labour eventually came through.
What public relations genius just thought this was a good move on the very day, actually, we were having successes. You know, Andy Burnham in Manchester, Steve Rotherham in Liverpool, Paul Dunnett in Salford, Marvin done in Bristol, Sadiq in London. The very day we're actually recovering a bit and having successes, then they do this. I just think it's...
As for the final result of the row, it was a 24-word job title. Angela Rayner stayed as deputy leader, of course, but now she's also, wait for it, Shadow Secretary of State, Shadow Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster, and Shadow Secretary of State for the Future of Work. In other words, a real mouthful. Arguably, Angela Rayner is more powerful now than she was before the reshuffle. Partly because Keir Starmer looks weaker. He made a bad call when he decided to sack her. People thought he showed poor judgment. And really, Labour members made him leader because they thought he'd have good judgment. And he upset the balance of power of the Labour Party. Just like Tony Blair and John Prescott, Keir Starmer and Angela Rayner were seen as a team which represented something. Old and new Labour values, left and right, north and south. Now that Keir Starmer has wrecked that balance, it's going to be a very hard thing to put it back together again. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Nimmo, Imizav and Ella at Tortoise Media. We're trying to build a different kind of newsroom at Tortoise, one that's open, collaborative and free from all the clutter and noise of the daily news cycle. If you want to see what we're about, why not join our live discussion next Monday? How does Pornhub get away with it? We'd love to hear from you. And to get involved, you can try a free 30-day membership. Just go to tortoisemedia.com/join us. Today's story was written and produced by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.